Welcome back to the show at Kirpivacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. We're going to take a break from talking about umpiring and Bob Davidson and missed calls and replay reviews for a few minutes at least, and talk about the bigger picture here in San Diego. Game two of the four-game series at St. Louis coming up. First pitch about 62 minutes from right now. But a really, really good story today on Padres.com and MLB.com by Corey Brock, who, of course, covers the Padres, on A.J. Preller, the new general manager of the San Diego team, as we sort of continue to learn more and more about him. And so to discuss the article, Corey joins us on the Cholula hotline. Corey, appreciate your time here this afternoon. I think after reading your story this morning, my conclusion was, okay, I knew that A.J. Preller was like this crazy hardworking guy, but he's maybe even crazier a hardworking guy than I realized. You had some really good stuff from a bunch of people that have known him for a bunch of years, and he doesn't sleep, I don't think. I mean, that was kind of the impression I got.
Yeah, that was a quote, Jesse, I got from John Daniels. Who knows, John Daniels, the general manager of the Rangers, and certainly knows AJ a lot longer than anybody else in this game, and maybe longer than a lot of people in life, having history with him going back to their freshman year at Cornell. And that was one of the interesting things he brought up in one of our conversations was, hey, this guy doesn't sleep. And someone told me later on that he sleeps like between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. I couldn't confirm that. And, an interesting character, and a lot of good stories and anecdotes came out of a lot of interviews, some of which didn't make it into the story, but that's kind of the process of piecing something like this together, a profile. And, he does sleep because he does own some furniture, I found out. You know, one of the myths, I think, was that this guy, he traveled so much to Latin America that he, kind of lived out of a suitcase, lived in this barren apartment in Dallas that he hardly ever visited. But he did confess that he owned a high back couch and a Tempur-Pedic bed, but only because that he needed both of these because he had neck surgery, because he traveled so much that he, it forced him to having neck surgery because he had bad posture from sleeping on these airplanes. So there you have it. So I think this job, if nothing else, Jesse and Kurt's going to allow him maybe a better night's rest.
So, Corey, are you getting more intrigued the more you get to know about this guy?
Absolutely. I think there's so many layers to him. And, I thought the hiring was pretty intriguing to begin with. You're kind of separating yourself from the mold of these. And this may sound bad, but it really shouldn't. I don't want to say run-of-the-mill general manager candidates, but, guys who kind of follow a similar pedigree, I should say, this baseball lineage where you break in the baseball. Maybe you're a scout, you get your break in the front office, and you work your way up. I think generally that's kind of how it's been for years, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think that's probably the best way to go about it, to get, a lot of different background, to get a lot of different experiences in the game. But, his background's a little different. He has worked in baseball ops. He's done an awful lot of scouting, a supreme talent evaluator. But, he's kind of been a boots-on-the-ground guy, and a guy that maybe up until a couple of years ago could have been happy just kind of hanging out on the backfields, watching players and making, player evaluations and filling out reports and, spending 200 days plus in the Dominican Republic, trying to find guys to fill the Rangers system. So, but I think he looks at this as a new challenge. For the last year, most of his duties have been domestic in terms of player development and all that. So this won't be a stark contrast, but it will be a change for him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Corey Brock's on Twitter at Follow the Padres, of course, wrote today about A.J. Preller. A really good in-depth profile, getting a lot of background information on the new general manager. What does change for him now as the general manager? Obviously, I guess it kind of starts with, you're managing a pretty significant staff here and everything they're doing, but it's going to be a change, as you said, for him.
Yeah, and I think one of the benefits to, he's getting a leg up here. Most of these job changes in baseball occur in the off season. He's getting a 6-week kind of head start, a chance to evaluate not only the big league roster, the 40-man roster, the minor league system, player development and front office staff. So we do know that, the agreement is in place with the Rangers where he's not going to be able to bring anyone over for 2 years. So, his baseball network beyond that, I don't know. I think this guy's been so busy scouting That, you know, obviously he has acquaintances in the game and probably has a network, but it's not a vast network. Now, the good news there is that he inherits a very talented staff. You have some very smart and well-rounded people already in the front office and in player development, too many for me to name. But, you know, I think he's already empowered these people. I know he's been up to Lake Elsinore to watch a game. He's reached out to the professional scout department, amateur scouts, conference calls. This guy's already jumped into this thing with both feet. There's no grace period or easing into this. There's just no time for that. And honestly, I don't think he'd want it that way. I think this is a guy that really embraces a challenge and is understands the enormity of this and is ready to take that on. So, you know, I think once the regular season ends here, right around the 1st of October, I think they're going to be ready to attack the off season as far as addressing the roster issues and all that. But I think he'll have a pretty good handle on what the front office will look like by then.
I want to send out a warning to A.J. Preller and everybody else, for that matter, because I'm going to be knocking on his door to go to the Dominican Republic with him.
Okay.
I want to watch this guy in action because I love the Caribbean nations. I spent 10 years of my baseball life down there. I love the Dominican Republic. I love the people there. I love the opportunities that they see in the United States down there. And, Corey, how remarkably coincidental is it that A.J. Preller comes in to this ball club and then, bang, you've got Almonte and you've got Raimer Liriano playing baseball with the San Diego Padres, doing really, really well.
Yeah, it's and obviously these a lot of these moves, especially with Liriano, the wheels were in motion before AJ got here. But this is, and I think Kurt, you're right. You're going to see more of this moving forward. I mean, this is one of the reasons, or one of the things they like best about him is he's had success in the international market. He's a talent evaluator, and I tell you what, guys, I think one of the next, I don't know if it's the next big area, but I think one of the areas this franchise really wants to make inroads in is that area down south of us called Mexico. You know, this is an area where I think the Padres want to increase their brand, not only in the business sense, but I think in the baseball sense. The Dodgers have had some success in the last few years of getting some players out of there. I don't know how vast and how deep the talent pool is there, but I think the previous Padre regimes have neglected, and that may be a little strong, but I think they've neglected and sort of turned their back on the Mexican market, and I think you're going to see a greater push from Mike D, Ron Fowler, and to a larger extent, A.J. Preller and their scouting department trying to get some players, get some amateur players, and fill their system because I think this is a way that they could, finding international talent, guys, isn't all about writing the big check. The game has changed a little bit now with this international pool bonuses and the restrictions there. But I tell you what, when you deal with the Mexican teams, you're dealing directly with the teams, and it's that money doesn't count toward your pool bonus restrictions. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really interesting point you bring up because, you know, in reading your story today, he was sort of in first, you know, in the Dominican Republic, or one of the guys that was in first. And much like, you know, the A's started valuing on base percentage and whatever else before other people did in the beginning of the 2000s, Preller and the Rangers sort of started seeing something before everybody else did in the Dominican Republic and maybe in other parts of the Caribbean as well. And so what's the next market inefficiency, for lack of a better term? And yeah, it could very well be Mexico. And I guess that's got to be the challenge for any GM, right, or anybody in charge. Find the next thing that everybody isn't on top of yet, because if you get a year or two or three head start, it can really make a huge difference, I imagine, going forward for the organization.
Well, absolutely, Jesse. And here's the other thing. We got to remember who's a part of this investor group, Alfredo Parhulu, who is probably one of the wealthiest men in all of Mexico, owns two professional teams there, including the Diablos there in Mexico City, which is the sort of the Yankees equivalent, is my understanding. You know, this you no longer, I think, are you going to see teams like the Dodgers come in and steal guys, for lack of a better term. I mean, I think this is all, the game's all about relationships, whether you're talking domestically or internationally. And I just really think this is an area where the Padres, and I don't know why it got away from them or whatever. because of proximity and because of just a smart business. I don't know why they haven't been more successful or been more proactive with it in the past, but I could see them really getting after Mexico and really trying to forge some new relationships there, like I said, on the business end and especially from a talent end. I think this is the way to go.
Really good stuff. Corey Brock covers the Padres for MLB.com on Twitter at Follow the Padres. Great story today, which you can find on Padres.com, about A.J. Preller and his journey to the general manager's office here in San Diego. Corey, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Corey Brock on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. The green pepper sauce flavor, by the way, big hit in the office. We had all the different flavors out there yesterday doing a little taste testing. And the new one with the green cap, people are definitely digging that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the tough injury news in the Padre organization today. One of the top prospects will be headed to Tommy John surgery. We'll also get to some of your questions. I see some good ones coming in on Twitter using the hashtag PadresSH. Also, if you're at Padres.com/social hour, more with Kurt and Jesse and the Padres right after this.